Welcome to the Content Funnel Mini Podcast with my guest host, Linda Day Harrison of The Broker List, Amanda Bowen, The Content Funnel, and I am Sarah Malcolm, the COO of The Content Funnel, and we are live at Recon.
Yay! Yay!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And today we've got some technology gurus. We've got Lawrence Ewan, Chief Technology Officer at 10X, and we've got Mark Kelkwar.
There we go. Well done, Sarah.
The founder of Atypical. So welcome, guys. It's great to have you.
Thanks
for having us.
Awesome. So, are you guys new at Recon, or what? Is this a first, or have you guys been coming for 20 years?
I'll go first. I'm a newbie. This is the first time I've been here.
Me
super,
too.
Super exciting.
Please, rookies unite.
You know, and so it's great just to see the what's going on in the industry, see what new inventions and innovations happening in the space. So for me, it's about learning as much as I can, as well as teaching other folks about our company and our products as well.
Awesome. And Mark?
I've been here a couple of times. I think this is my third time. So it's always like a bit overwhelming when you first arrive, just the size of this event. But always a lot of fun, I think, from a business point of view, but also from a social point of view, to kind of hang out and get to know people a little bit better over a cocktail.
So did you expect to run into your closest 35,000 friends?
I'm still a bit shell-shocked, to be honest. It's all a bit much to take in, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
Being you're in technology, what do you think of just the magnitude of this, of how they had to set this up?
Oh, I'm very impressed. You know, as I mentioned, I've gone to conferences before, but the size of it and the intricacies of where the people are placed, I love the fact that they have some structure in the streets and finding the conference. Like, that's the first question. It's like, where is the booth? How do I get there? And they actually have, you know, some structure there. So that was great. So good work to the team that has put this together for many, many years, I guess. And it's just fun for me to be, like I mentioned, a newbie coming on the first time and learning as much as I can.
How do you guys keep track of all the people that use your sort of mode for organization?
People coming through our booth?
No, the people that you meet, like have meetings with, that you need to follow up with. Like, how do you keep track of your new contacts that you want to reach out to when you get
home? Sure. I'm still pretty old school. You know, I like to have my handbook as I brought it in with me today. And so I like to take notes. I like to talk to folks, kind of figure out, you know, is there a way for me to partner with them, work with them, educate them, what have you. And so, and then moving backwards, we work with our team to kind of collate all the data so we can kind of get a single list and prioritize that and, you know, get that going.
Cool. Fascinating.
About you?
Yeah, I mean, I always enjoy a good notebook and pen, so I'm pretty much the same approach.
Are you just stealing all of Lawrence's answers?
I mean, yeah. It's good answers. It's hard to
say.
I'm just going to say what Lawrence said from now on.
I don't know. We'll keep it fun and interesting.
But he is Chief Technology Officer at 10X,
yeah.
Right?
But isn't it interesting how the tech people still use paper?
Yes.
I mean, they still do. They like those notebooks. Notebooks are fabulous.
I still like reading books.
Yes.
You know, so I use Audible. I have a screen reader, but I don't know, something about having the physicality and the earmarking, using bookmarks,
right?
Just, you know, I don't know, because of childhood, but yeah. I'm just so used to it, and it's hard for me to get away.
And plus, you're in technology. It's like you don't want to do it all day long. It's like, now when you're home, just open a book. It's like, it's not technology.
That's right.
So get away from it, you know?
That's right.
So we know Vegas is a lot of hard work, right? Especially at Recon, this show.
Sure.
So, are you guys having any fun? Like, what are you, besides, you know, working, is there any playing at all outside of the show?
I mean, it's hard not to play in Vegas, right? I mean, you know, when you think you're getting downtime, you're still... I think that's an important part of it. I think it is important to kind of balance the social and the business. I mean, that's a good opportunity to kind of come and work hard during the day, meet a lot of people, but then still attend the social events in the evening. So I think we all come prepared knowing that for 3 days we're not going to get much sleep, but
think
it's worth
yourself.
It.
Yeah.
For me, I'm actually, my wife, my five-year-old is here with me today.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to stay a little later.
Dad of the year.
That's the first person I've brought a baby with.
We're going to, you know, take it as a little bit of vacay, so pleasure, vacation, you know, together. Right?
That's wonderful. Yeah. I love that.
That's how you do it, right?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
Have you been here before to Vegas?
I've been to Vegas many times.
Okay.
I live in California,
so
gotcha. Very quick flight over, and not with a five-year-old. So this will be the first time for that.
Or as Tiffany raised the ball. My wife's going to ask to come back with the three kids.
You think you're tired now.
Yeah.
Maybe don't show her this podcast.
Yeah, I think you strategically maybe just pop this one to the side.
Speaking of, walk us through your flight on how you got here, Mark.
It was pretty long. So I'm based in Cape Town in South Africa. Our clients are all in the US, so I'm pretty used to kind of doing the flight, but it is long. We fly from Cape Town to Dubai, which is 9 hours, then Dubai to JFK, which is 14 hours, and then add another 5 to Vegas. So yeah, I definitely needed a drink when I got here.
It's nice to hear about it.
So, Lawrence, walk us through your flight.
I jumped in his car and drove here.
Close. I jumped in Southwest. We came over here, an hour flight, easy peasy, and you know, get to the hotel room, and here we are. So, a little bit different.
Yeah. Almost the same.
same, but different. Yeah.
So I'd love to hear, like, what's the latest on what you guys are doing, you know, at 10X and Atypical. Start with you, Lawrence.
Sure. For folks who don't know 10X, we're basically a marketplace, a platform where buyers and sellers can trade and transact online. So think of it as eBay for real estate. So, you know, one of the largest asset classes types, we're doing it online. So that's really fun for me to kind of wake up every day, been there at a company for the last 4 years, 4.5 years, and really trying to figure out how we marry technology to help the real estate industry. Recently, we've launched a couple of really cool tools for our customers and really about data insights. So as you can think about, real estate is a very complex asset type and a very complex transaction. So we work together to build a platform where we can use data analytics to help educate them and help give them insight on, for example, who is a right buyer for our platform. Who should we be talking to? How do we automate this process and bring it online versus, you know, email attachment, PDF, what have you, right? So that's kind of what we're, you know, what we're doing for our customers.
Are you saying that it's paperless completely, or is there paper involved?
Well, I mean, the fact that we're using DocuSign, right? So, you know, it's electronic signatures and what have you. We work with other third-party companies for closing and contracting. But again, we streamline that process so that our customers don't need to worry about it, right? Wow. So that's kind of where our value add is, for us to make them save time, save money, and so they can focus on getting more deals, working with their customers.
I have to say, I was on my flight on the way here, and the guy next to me started talking about how amazing 10X was, and I was like, I cannot wait to tell you guys. So it was just like amazing. You guys have been around, what, 10 years?
Correct.
This is 10th year anniversary.
Which is like 80 years in tech.
A millennium, right? It's a millennium.
In tech time, it's like 80 years.
That's funny.
Right? So, I mean, and now that I'm starting to hear, I mean, on the plane ride over, people were talking about you at Recon. And I just like, that's incredible.
That's amazing. I mean, at the end of the day.
And that's where you guys are.
That's right. So, and we're not done, right? And so for me to hear that story from you guys, that just makes us want to work harder, right? And to add more features, more capabilities, and help our customers more. So it's all about getting that customer need solved and building that partnership, because we want customers to continue coming back to our platform.
Yeah. You guys are only getting bigger and so impressive. So, and I just had to share that story.
Excited.
So Mark, what about you?
This is quite a busy time for us as well. I mean, I think a lot of our clients are running sort of targeted campaigns building up to Recon, but also during the conference. So I mean, we're meeting people, but the team back in Cape Town are hard at work making sure that all the campaigns are running successfully. So I get the sort of easy bit of networking. And
you got to leave.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a busy time for us. I think stuff that we're sort of excited about going forward. I mean, the Facebook Messenger sort of chatbot platform is very exciting for us. We're doing some very cool sort of campaigns around that and just trying to, I guess, bridge the gap between marketing and sales. And we really see that as an exciting sort of opportunity to make that transition a lot more seamless. And yeah, that's something cool that we're working on at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So exciting. So I heard that you guys have survey results coming out.
Well, I'll jump in. Basically, 10X did a survey called The State of CRE Tech, which ran for 1 month. And it was an incredible in-depth survey to all the brokers to find out exactly what they think of CRE Tech.
That's amazing.
So it was very interesting. And now, from here, we're in the process. It's underway now of creating infographic. And I'm sure even more information is going to come from it.
I cannot wait to see those results.
It's going to be amazing.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll definitely check that out.
Yeah.
Any last words you guys have for any of our listeners?
So I guess advice from my side, sort of come prepared. So know who you want to connect with at the conference before you get here and wear comfortable shoes.
Wear comfortable shoes.
I should have actually listened to that last part, you know.
But, listen, I'm sure there's like a Nike store around here.
There you go. There you go. No, I think for, you know, just have fun. Come in. Yes, get prepared. Just have fun. You know, this is a time about learning, having fun, talking to new people, and to your point, Mark, socializing as well. So, you know, don't forget, work hard, play hard as well.
Absolutely. I have to say, you are such a sweetheart, and you're so different from what I always think of technology. You know, the technology people are usually more, you know, quiet, and but you're just a friendly, bubbly guy. I think it's great. No, a lot of technology are just real quiet. You know, they're kind of shy. But
breaking the mold.
Lauren's got the personality. He's got personality.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Great to meet you. Honored to meet you. Well, Lauren, I know you have a tough job.
Yes. Lauren, thank you so much for coming. Mark, thank you. We really appreciate you guys taking the time to be here today.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Enjoy the conference.
Bye-bye.